Hey everyone, this is Vinny again. I'm here with my dear friend who's going by Quarter. We've been friends for what, how long? Like,
8 years.
we became friends because I just randomly. Did I approach you first? I can't
I
remember.
really
We
don't
had this
remember. All I
conversation
know
the
is
other
we just
day.
like always got McFlurries. Always.
Yep, after school, every day.
I'd like wait for you and we
You'd be
go.
outside and I'd just be like, I have nothing to do. Let's
Like, you
go.
want to go get a fucking
And
McFlurry?
we would get blasted on McFlurries. Now we're getting blasted
Blasted
on
on
Ice, Mike's, and Bonnie. Oh wait,
Bonnie.
Bonnie. I'd say my most memorable moment with Quarter here is when I had my first experience of alcohol poisoning.
That was a good time with Vinny. That was a real good time. Oh my God. What was that? I like left. We like I threw a party at my dorm. And it was a small one. Like what, like seven people in my like one bedroom room. And then I like left to go to a strip club that night.
I know. And I didn't go with you because I felt like shit with how much I already drank. And the reason why it was so easy for me to get alcohol poisoning is because back then I was a total noob with alcohol. When, remember, I was the plug because I had a friend who was
I
older.
remember, yeah.
When he asked me how many people were going to be there, I said 10. He came out with two handles.
Come on.
Remember that?
I
How
remember
big they
that.
were? It was one
We
handle of
didn't finish
vodka.
that, and we all got blasted.
And I drank like a little over 25 shots that night.
You have 25 shots?
Apparently, the way I was eyeballing the shots were very inaccurate. So when I thought something was one shot, it was actually like three shots in one. Because I was under the
Jeez.
impression I was drinking only like 10 shots, and then
But you're like doubling it.
I redid my math and I was like, I'm 20 shots in.
Yeah, you're
So
tiny.
I'm like, I'm fucked. I'm
I
so drunk.
mean, I like get drunk off of seven shots. Like, I get wasted off of seven shots. So, I've definitely never been that drunk, like to that extent. I don't think I've ever had that many shots in one night. But yeah. That was wild. I came back home from the strip club and you were just passed the fuck out.
I think I blacked out in the bathroom and I scared the crap out of all our friends.
Yeah, you
Because
terrified all of us.
weren't you guys like banging on the door for dear life that I was in the bathroom because I went to go throw up, I locked the door. And then I just remember hearing knocking probably like 10 minutes after sitting
Yeah.
down.
Came in and like started knocking as well, and we were all just freaking the fuck out. It
It was
was, oh
so
my
funny.
God.
Because then I think I got up and then I just walked back out there. I did that thing where like people don't want to admit how drunk they are, so I was just trying to walk as straight as possible. And then I went and like threw up in every single trash can on that floor. And this was happening in the Sond.
Yeah, it's happening on
I threw up in every so if you, anyone here who lives in the Sond on the second
the
floor, I've thrown up in every single one of those trash cans. You're welcome.
song, yeah.
But I'll always remember Quarter for this because she was blasted, but she still drove to Walmart at 3:30 or 4 a.m.
Was not blasted. I
Okay.
was sober.
She sobered up. She sobered up.
I sobered up,
You
yes.
did. But you were feeling like still
I
tired
was really tired and that's why I felt blasted. But
and
I don't even think it was 3 in the morning. I think it was like 5 in the morning.
Was it that late? I was gone.
And then remember that creepy guy who spent the night there?
I was laying on the top bunk of one of the dorm rooms waiting for our dear Quarter to come back with a fucking can of soup from Walmart. I heard sucking noises in the dark, and it was our friend sucking that guy off.
In my bed.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, like I was just laying there and I was thinking that I was having like some weird wet dream while I was coming in and out of consciousness. And I was like, I get it, I'm horny, but this sounds very real right now. I peeked, I looked, I like sat up for a bit and it was dark, so I didn't really see, but I saw the motion of her head going up and down, and I heard a dude trying to like
Keep
low
in
key
mind, this
moan.
isn't a house. This isn't like a two bedroom like dorm. This is a one bedroom with two beds in very close proximity to
She
each other.
was sucking dick while I was suffering from alcohol poisoning on a separate bunk. And you know what's funny? I wasn't even offended. Because at first I was like, oh shit, she's sucking dick. And I was like, has she sucked dick before? That was literally the first thing that popped in my brain. I was like, has our girl sucked dick before? Because if she hasn't, shit, she's doing a good job. And then I realized where she was. And I was like, oh, that is fucking disrespectful. That is quarters bed. But like, go girl, get you some dick. I was very conflicting. Because I was like, yes, but no.
No, I hated that guy so much. He was so creep. Mad that he came.
He was a creep. Low-key, he was eyeballing every girl that was there.
Oh, it was disgusting. And so. Then the thing is I went to church with him. I found out that I went to church with him. And get this. Okay, this verse. I woke up, I think it was 6:30 because mm-hmm. we were all passed out. And he ended up sleeping over in our tiny dorm room, and I had this bag of snacks on my microwave, and he goes and he grabs the snack, and I wake up and I just hear him munching and eating all my
that bitch. You do not touch a woman's snacks.
No, and I woke up. I was like, what the hell is going on? I didn't know the energy to. I was like, that's my food. Oh, but yeah, he went to my church and sweetest girl at our church married him. This is when I was a little religious, right? And I would still go to church. The sweetest girl married him. A shitty person he was. He cheated on her. Was messaging a lot of our friends.
No.
Yeah. And so I think one of our friends reached out to the girl that he was married to, and was this is happening, and now they're filing for a fucking divorce.
They're wow.
But she deserves better than him.
But that is true. I agree with that sentiment. Yeah.
That was a wild night. I just
I feel like Utah would have the highest divorce rates out of all states, though. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
Utah, everyone just gets rushed into marriage because they want to have sex.
Exactly. That's why I'm I can't be religious, because so many mm-hmm. religions preaches against people having sex before marriage. But I'm right. Why though? Don't you want to see if you're sexually compatible before you get married?
It's important to know whether or not you're sexually compatible before you get married.
Yeah, but I can't find a partner like that, because so many freaking straight men are girls are too emotional. They will fall in love with me, bitch. Unless your dick was laced with some freaking love potion voodoo shit, I'm not going to declare my unproclaimed love for you, you know?
It's true.
Guys are just so egotistical, to the point where they're women are always the ones with all the emotions, but low-key, they're the ones that are insecure and yeah. scared that they'll fall in love first.
So they just blame it on us, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm bi, so don't even get me started on the freaking women I've been with, because that's a whole nother ballpark. Because at least with guys, it's easy. You know exactly what they want.
Right.
With women, though, you're never right.
I don't think I could ever date a woman for that. I love women. Don't get me wrong. I think they're amazing. They're so beautiful. Sometimes I just think about all my friends and I'm like, damn, this is such a dramatic group of people. How could uh-huh. I date in a friend group? Or they just become my best friend and then all my friends become friends with them. I don't know. I feel like it's hard. It's hard. But mm-hmm. I feel like it's worth it.
Mm-mm. It's not worth it if they take their emotions out on you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm more rational. But then when I'm being rational, I'm not being present. Like, one of my ex-girls, she had the audacity to tell me while I was sitting respectfully listening to her complain. She said to me, I feel like you're not even here right now. And I was like, I'm sitting here listening to you quietly, not making jokes like I always do when things get too serious, because I have that tendency to be a jerk.
Right.
You know when women get mad at you? I don't know if you've experienced this, but you have friends where they get mad at you because you don't react to a part of their story the way they want you to.
Right.
I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not allowed my own personality? What? Like, if someone bitches you about someone, they expect you to be like, oh, that's messed up. How could they? But I just sit there and I'm like, yeah, just listening quietly. And they're like, why aren't you reacting? Are you listening? I'm like, I'm looking at you.
What else am I fucking doing? Shit.
I can't. Being bi doesn't mean you have more options. Being bi means you encounter more crazy. And it's so different in either gender. It's like,
I haven't dated in so long. I don't know how you do it.
I am single right now. That's how I've been doing it.
It's pretty great. Like, pretty good. Oh, my God.
I've not been in a single long-term relationship. I'm 21 years old.
I'm 22. My longest relationship was 4.5 months.
Really?
What's yours?
But, like, consistently seeing someone, I, like, would say a couple months, but, like, not, like, a relationship, you know, like, in all.
You know what's the saddest part about this, though? My longest relationship, the 4.5 months one, was with the most abusive person that I've ever dated.
But men are just disgusting things.
See, a lot of men are trash, but I still believe,
there's good ones.
In good men, because I've encountered good men. Mm-hmm. It's just either A, they're taken, or B, they're emotionally unavailable.
Right.
So I'm just like, oh, cool. Because the rest of the guys in my life are either gay or just okay. So I'm screwed.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It'd be like that sometimes. So.
Yeah.
It's hard to escape this relationship.
Like, Loki, he was talking to his ex-girlfriend on the DL the entire relationship. And then he cheated on me by effing her over and over and over and over. And he made it very clear when we broke up that I meant nothing to him. So maybe that's why I'm a little broken with relationships, you know? Also, I'm way too sober right now. What about you?
I'm very sober. I'm, like, eating, but I'm drinking at the same time. Which is, like, counteracting everything. Okay. But, like, in order for me to get drunk, I need to take, like, shots.
Bet.
I don't think I can.
Let's do one each right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Let me make you a daiquiri, actually.
Oh, I'm excited.
I got you, baby.
I want to be a bartender for a little bit of my life. Just, like, to learn.
Me too. Also, I think bartenders are really, like, dope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, does this increase my sex appeal as a person?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to acquire that skill.
You're kidding me? Bartenders are hot. They make my favorite drinks.
I'm Asian, so someone's going to fetishize the fact that I'm an Asian bartender.
But it also sucks. Like, especially in Utah, like, I feel like you're just constantly being fetishized. As a brown woman.
And if you're not being fetishized, they have, like, these weird expectations for you just because you're a brown woman.
Right.
I feel like I'm just like, no.
Most Tinder messages I've got, like, I would say maybe, like, 80% of them have been, like, something like where they've like referred to my race or call me exotic or like are talking about how they've never been with an Indian.
Oh shit.
don't even worry about it. Thank you.
Hold on, I'm so sorry.
Oh wait, it's literally like it's already dried up. There's nothing.
Are you sure?
You're so
let me know. Too strong, too weak?
Oh, that's really strong.
Yeah, that is really
strong.
I went too hard.
Holy shit, how many shots did you put in that?
I wasn't looking.
Oh my God, that feels like I'm taking a sip of like a bottle of vodka.
This feels like we're drinking an AMF right now, not gonna lie.
AMFs are so much better in the terms they're not that strong. This is good.
No, AMFs are way stronger than that.
No.
Have you had one from Cheers for You?
Yes. That's not AMFs everywhere.
The AMF at Cheers for You, honestly, you know what's so funny? She's like rustically edgy, attractive bartender type, right? This woman, when she was making my AMF, I didn't realize that AMF contains 3 different types of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So when she pulled out 3 bottles of alcohol and just poured them all simultaneously into my cup after putting in the flavoring, I was never more aroused and terrified of a woman in my life. Because I was like, oh, she kind of fine, though. But, like, she trying to mess me up, though. I was scared. I'm not going to lie. Is that too strong?
That is so strong.
You want to get a second cup, and then we water it down with this?
I might.
Okay.
I love rum. My favorite
thing. If you want, you can chase that with the mic.
Yeah, I'll start chasing this with that, and I'll have a mic later. Okay.
Because I just realized I might have put, like, over 5 shots in each of our cups by accident.
Jesus Christ.
That's the problem. I can't be a bartender without the actual equipment.
Oh my God. I have a little shot measuring thing.
Why
right
didn't
there.
You tell me? I just went for it. I was like, oh yeah, I can eyeball. But clearly from the last story I just shared, I can't eyeball. I'm great at eyeballing when it comes to cooking, but when it comes to making drinks, no. No, like with alcohol I make, you'll either drink Kool-Aid or sewer water. There's no in between.
Yeah. My friends call me, like, they tell me the drinks I make are strong. This is probably, like, 10 times stronger than any drink I make.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. My liver's probably trash.
How often do you drink?
Not that often, actually.
Oh, that's not even daiquiri at this point.
No, it's not. That's straight up a cup full of rum.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't even think. Do you see how almost empty that bottle is right now?
Was it full when you wrote it?
No.
Oh my god.
So half of each is...
That's like 5 inches of a bottle.
But we each have 2.5 inches in our cups.
Oh, it went straight to my head.
But I didn't even think about... Oh, this is only 35% alcohol.
It's strong.
We're lightweight.
No, we are not. God.
You know how you buy
everything in Utah? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
You buy like little bottles of it.
I haven't been in a liquor store for... a week, so I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, now I sound like an alcoholic.
You just said you don't drink very much.
To be fair, I got those last week.
Okay.
Yeah. To drink out my problems with a friend, and then it led to fucking, and I'm just like, oh, cool. I'm DTF too.
Why can't friends just...
I don't know.
That'd be really nice if it's like, friendly. I think I've made out with every single one of my friends.
I'm so offended.
I'll make out with you.
Okay, that won't be recorded. So those are the ways to say it. But yeah. So you get me.
Hi, so we're idiots, and we had such a heartfelt / highly inappropriate / we just gave no F's about what we were talking about conversation that went on for like, what, 35, 40 minutes, and none of it got recorded. And then the first recording, the audio was low-key messy, so we sincerely apologize right now for the fact that the audio is a little bit bumpy for some of it. Yeah. God, I hate cute people.
I know, me too.
Because when, like, I'm in my player days right now, like, my mentality is very much like player vibe, right? But I have one rule that I have to abide by my F-girl mentality, which is, Vinny, you are allowed to pimp as long as you do not hurt a simp. Because if you hurt a simp, it's like kicking a puppy.
I know. It's hard.
You can't kick puppies.
It's not allowed.
And also, what's up with simp culture? Because isn't it just basic human decency to be a simp?
Yeah.
Right?
Just like giving someone a little bit of attention and being appreciating thoughtful. Them. Like, that's it, though. It's like, I don't even know. Anything like that is frowned upon. Mm-hmm. Anything like being a whore is frowned upon. Like,
I know.
What do you do? Just nothing?
People expect you to exist on this line of mediocrity. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, if you are too much of anything at all, they immediately put you in this box with a title that has a terrible connotation that implies that you're not a cool person.
Yeah.
And it's stupid, because I'm like, okay, a woman has sex with more than one person, she's a slut. Mm-hmm. Guy does it, they're a player or a fuckboy. Still a derogatory term.
Yeah.
I'm like, so simps are just people that are genuine.
Yeah. And they get made fun of it.
I want a simp. I think if
I would love a simp in my life.
If I came across a simp.
If someone would simp me, that would be the biggest compliment.
I would never be a fuck girl again. Right. If I came across a simp that genuinely wants me,
yeah.
Oh, I'm impregnating them.
Right. You're not leaving me.
I am trapping their ass.
I love it. This is really good.
Oh, thanks.
What is it, like cranberry?
It's strawberry daiquiri mixer.
I've never had daiquiri.
I love daiquiris. It's like...
What is a daiquiri? Like, what is...
I honestly don't know. It's just alcoholic terms in my book. I drink pussy juice. Not because I'm half gay, but because I hate the taste of alcohol. So everything I drink tastes like candy.
Except for the last drink you made.
That was disgusting. It was worse than an AMF. Actually, no. I don't know. You really have had AMFs that cheers for you and you don't think it's bad?
AMFs are not bad. That's the thing. Is there like, you drink it, you don't feel like it's that bad, but they creep up on you.
Because I had an AMF with our girl. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I had an AMF with her a month ago-ish. And I was gagging
two or three sips in because it tasted like getting backhand by vodka. And tequila was like the
They probably made you a really shitty one then.
It was strong. It was disgusting. But she drank it like a champ. I was concerned.
Yeah.
And she was like, and like every time I try to give up and make her drink it for me, she was like, mama ain't raised no bitch. And that was the only thing that kept me going. I chugged it. But then afterwards I was done.
I couldn't. You're so tiny. I feel like one of these drinks would get you fucked.
She's like twice my size too, so she had that over me, and I'm like, you can't call me a little bitch when biology did me no favors.
True.
Like, it's not fair.
I don't see, there's nothing wrong with having a low tolerance. Like, you save money.
Exactly.
You don't have to struggle as much.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I have like the golden combo drinking. I'm a lightweight, but I also sober up fast.
Yeah.
Golden combo.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are made to drink.
I'm so sad I didn't go to the strip club with you that night.
I'm so sad you didn't. I don't even know why I went, I'll be honest.
Was it fun? Can you describe it for me?
It was, I don't even remember. One of my friends worked there, so we went to go visit her.
Is she queer?
Yes.
Is she cute?
She's a lot.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want women that are a lot.
She like... I wouldn't set you up with her just because.
No.
I'm
good. Like, I wouldn't even be able to play.
I'm not even friends with her anymore, is the thing.
That's okay. I have literally, like, what, 12 girls plus in my Tinder DMs right now?
Yeah.
It's really bad. Dude. I'm gonna lie. Like, this whole.
Logged into my phone, right? And you were gone for a second. I didn't log out. And I was getting, like, notification after notification after notification. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It's because of the F-girl thing. F-girls thrive on Tinder.
When are you going to move out?
Me?
No.
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at internships out of state right now. There's one at Maryland for Under Armour that I'm interested in. And then there's one with Amazon in Seattle. That's my number one. I really want to go to Seattle for Amazon.
Yeah.
And then... you come visit. Yes, and it's only a 2 or 3 hour drive to Vancouver, too. Mm. And I loved Vancouver.
I'm into Vancouver. I really want to go to Vancouver.
I would love to show you where all the food spots I found last time I was there.
I would love that.
Let's do it. But we'll see. I'm going to apply to all of them. Whichever one I get, I'll probably go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about going to Maryland just because it's so far. And I know East Coast culture is so different from West Coast.
I want to experience East Coast culture.
But I hear they're a lot more honest, straightforward people.
That's what I like.
And I'm like, yes, I don't want people beating around the bush. Right. And like Mormon Nice has messed
me up. So fake here.
Yeah, because when I was in Vegas, I got caught off guard when people were saying like, you know, inappropriate things. But I'm like,
that's
because I'm
normal.
I'm used to the Mormon Nice here.
Right.
It's messing me up. But in Hawaii, though, I remember when I was making friends with locals because they were teaching me how to jump off the pier. It was so cool. I met a bunch of these guys that were just flipping off the pier into like the ocean. But they all taught me how to time the waves so that I don't become paralyzed from the neck down jumping in.
That's so cool.
It was a high pier.
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, when I told them, I was like, yeah, I'm from Utah. They were like, oh, ULDS? And I was like,
no.
No. Why? And they're like, oh, okay, thank goodness. But I'm like, don't y'all have a BYU here? Right? They have a BYU in Hawaii, so I'm pretty sure that's why.
BYU, Hawaii, they know all the people there.
They have, like, a stigma against Utah Mormons. How are all these people so rich?
Can I
holler at one?
Yeah, honestly.
I'm like, if you want a sugar daddy, just go for a missionary.
It's true. They'll get married to you so quick also.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. I don't want to get married to a sugar daddy who's going to end up being able to live their life with me and grow old with me. I want a sugar daddy who's at the brink of dying. I can, you know, inherit his money.
This is why you have to be into older men.
You know, like the logic behind marrying older is that every time you invest in them in bed, in the future, you get a payoff.
Imagine leaving all his money for you and like nothing for their grandkids.
Oh my God.
That is goals right there.
That is everything I strive to be.
Yeah, no, I think I would do that. Yeah, like find like a 98-year-old man.
Ew!
When he dies.
You know what is like something I wish I could be. I wish I was hot enough to be someone's arm candy where they would pay me hundreds of dollars.
That would be amazing.
Just to go to events with them. Like, I don't have to do anything with them. Just be their arm candy.
That would be amazing.
And I'm like, I'm not sexy enough for that. Mm. It's so sad.
People could do it. You could do it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is there like a website you can sign up for?
That's all I want. Because I'm like, I don't want to suck dick for money.
Yeah, I mean, okay, think about it. There are some really ugly guys out there.
I know. I can't.
Pay for an average woman to be like.
I can't. Up an ugly dude.
But the money. The money.
I know. Because you know how like, people are like, money can't buy happiness,
it literally
and like,
does.
I'm like, there's a price for everything. Me and you are both in business. We know this,
right?
There's a price for everything. When you live in a capitalistic society, there's a price.
You want to do anything, you need to have money. If you want to have a break, you need money.
Exactly.
Like, you can't do anything that makes you happy without money.
Yeah, and no one will own up to it. I think the podcast has actually inspired me to be a more honest person.
That's
with
good.
Closer friends. I think with friends that I'm not as close to, I'm still hesitant.
Yeah.
But with like my closest friends, I'm like stupidly joking about everything now. And they're just kind of caught off guard.
Because
they're like, when did you become such an honest bitch? And I'm like, when I decided to stop being a fucking liar, I guess.
A fucking liar.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know. The concept of lying for the sake of preserving your image is
so stupid.
It's inefficient because then you're basically you're catfishing your friends. That's my logic. If you lie to people who you are, you're catfishing them.
Yeah,
hands down.
Agree. Because
catfishing isn't all about posing as a hot person and then trying to get a date out of it. It can also be like pretending you're someone you're not.
Yeah.
And then people are under this misconception that you're like this way. And they're like, no, I'm actually not. That's also my problem. I've been playing off so many different characters. I've been having an identity crisis where I don't know who I am anymore. I'm not even kidding. Sometimes I'm sitting around and I'm like, am I a sociopath?
Who am I? Yeah.
Like, I had like a 10-minute conversation with a friend just now about how I was worried I'm a sociopath. Because I don't process emotions properly, I feel like. Because you
see how fast I shrug things off. There's a, like, it's almost like a personality disorder where you, like, think you're, like, several different people or you, like.
Oh, multiple personality
disorder. That, yeah.
But that's
I don't think you have that, but like
that's like a real thing though.
Yeah.
I've seen
videos. It's real.
But like I know I don't have that because here's the thing. I'm always my dumbass self. But I don't know. There are days where I'm like, am I a sociopath? Because I shrug off things too easily. But here's the thing. I don't get provoked that easily. And then I feel like there are things that I just don't react to the way most people should.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, am I a sociopath? Also, low-key, your girl eats, like, pizza crust first.
That's not so... Crust is fucking good.
No, that's not why I do it.
Why
I eat crust first because I want to chase the bland-ass crust with the pizza. The good shit.
You want to chase it?
Yes, because the crust is bland as fuck.
Oh, you're right. Like, you can... Dude, the crust is the best part for me.
Really? You probably had good crust.
Good crust, yeah. See, I mean, Little Caesars crust isn't something to be hype about, but like...
See, their breadsticks.
Domino's
their breadsticks should be the crust.
I don't know.
That's my rationale. So I chase the bland crust with the actual good stuff.
I think they have the breadsticks as crust at Little Caesars.
You know, I don't know if it's because we're like low-key drunk right now, but that sounds bomb.
Oh my god,
also,
I'm so full.
I'm on keto, so I can't even touch that shit.
I can't believe you're doing
You know
that.
What's so funny? Yesterday when I was like, oh, there's like 10 women DMing me, I should be excited, right? I couldn't stop thinking about sugar. Like, for me, my criteria of being a fat ass is so much higher than my criteria of being horny. Like, at the top of the things I was, like, craving was sugar. And
how much sugar is in this?
Second place was pussy. Third place is dick.
There you go.
I don't know. I didn't look. I didn't want
to
look.
You don't need to. I would have
cried if I looked.
Alcohol is the exception. I would want us to be friends more consistently. It'll happen this time.
Here's the thing. We'll never have a problem with each other. Like, literally before, a couple days ago, we didn't talk for a year.
I know.
And like, it made me feel so warm and fuzzy when I just DM'd you on Snap. I was like, I miss you, boo.
Yeah.
Let's hang out. And you're like,
bet. I was like, this is what friendship is. It's not constantly having to see each other.
Exactly. No.
Not at all. I fucking love it. And I just know that, like, there's no haste feelings with us ever. Like,
no. Because I feel like we're always on the same wavelength.
Right. And if we ever stop talking, it's probably because we're fucking busy.
Exactly.
But, like, then if we hit each other up, like, we'll fucking talk.
Exactly. And it's fine. Because you get my crackhead energy.
Exactly. And I appreciate it so much.
Who was the one dude from high school that you would totally simp for?
Oh. Guess who messaged me on Tinder?
Is his name three letters?
Yes, actually.
Oh!
Not him. Do you remember him?
No, I don't even know who he is. Wait, say his name again?
I'll say his full name.
Oh! I don't know him.
I don't know.
I just can hear you.
He was here a year. He was like in that group of like Mormon prep boys when like all the white boys from high school that like would never have talked to you. One day, like, message you on Tinder, and you're like, you fucking dumbass, I'm gonna leave you on red. Like,
and what did he say?
Oh, he just messaged me, hey, but I was like, that's so funny that we actually match, and he, like,
just, hey?
He's like, hey. I was like,
okay. That's bland. The way I've been, like, talking to people, oh, it's so good.
Dude, I, like, dude, conversations on Tinder are so bleak.
It is. I can't do it. I don't know. I can't vibe savage with people on Tinder. There's no meaning being on Tinder. And mm-hmm. I think my problem is having sex for fun takes you so far. I don't play with feelings.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't play with feelings. I'm very...
You're like the queen of the F-girls.
I'm upfront. I'm not an F-girl. I'm just honest.
You're just horny.
I'm not a fuck girl. I'm just horny.
Exactly.
I had an epiphany literally 24 hours after we hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And after talking to like 12 girls
at a time. I remember you texted me.
I sent you a snap video.
You were like, saying, I can't do this anymore. It's been 24 hours.
I was like, I've been an F girl for 24 hours and it's too much.
It's true.
I was so bipolar, low-key, but, like, the way I was going about it.
It was like, boom, boom.
I'm so sorry. I'm
Why are you apologizing?
No, you're right. I'm not apologizing.
You don't need to apologize.
It's just, I don't know. I started feeling like if I continue this act of fuck-girlism, I was going to go back to my dead inside roots.
Yeah.
And I haven't been dead inside for over a year now. And I don't want to go back to her because dead inside me
mm-mm.
doesn't live a passionate life full of genuine behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that you try to make me like FWBs with, she came off simpy.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And as my moral code of conduct mm-hmm. with messing around, the last thing I'm going to do is hurt a simp that's also in my class.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to see her on Zoom and be like, oh, I just played with your feels like that. But don't get me wrong. It's not because I'm not physically attracted to her that I gave up on the whole situation. It's not that at all. Like, she's a cute person.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's just I'm not interested in her because I have a sense that we're not the same type of people.
Yeah. I honestly could see that.
So, like, if we ever dated, either A, I'll be too much, or B, at some point, I'll be like, oh, we're not compatible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, I'm not even gonna waste my time because I have wasted my time on lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I'm gonna do now is waste my time on more people.
But stop.
So yes, that's why I stopped. But I literally sent her a video saying like, hey, look, I'm gonna be real honest with you real quick.
Yeah.
At the time with my friend, we were on like on some crackhead energy. And at the time I was like, yeah, I'm so down. Give me a friends with benefits, blah 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 blah. And I told her that. And I was like, but you're really sweet. Let's be friends. And we snapped about things later on, and it was fine.
That's good.
She was like, yeah, I'm down to be friends, honestly. And she was, like, laughing about it or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was genuine or if she was just posing.
Yeah.
Either or. Thank you so much for doing that because that gave my mind a lot of ease.
Of course.
And then, she was like, yeah, if you ever want to study, let me know. I'm like, yeah, I'm so down to study.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll like definitely hit her up to study whenever I convince myself to study. So
So there's a different girl on Tinder. She's attractive. Okay. And she's explaining to me how she's looking for an open-minded girl to emotionally connect with. Okay, what's with all these women being like, open-minded. I expect for us to emotionally connect. I'm like, I'm not
hoping that's the case.
I'm like, that's, again, a given.
Yeah, like, that's just...
Why do you gotta be
Why would you want to even be friends with someone you don't emotionally connect with?
Exactly. So, people don't get that. I'm like, it's a given. And then she's like saying how she's with three other women. And that they're in a polyamorous thing, so that she wants me to emotionally connect with her, but not only her, but these other three girls I've never met or seen.
Oh God, that's weird.
I just really met and seen.
No,
is like
I respect
redundant.
It,
my bad.
Damn.
I'm educated, I swear.
Wow.
But like, she wants me to also be connected with these three other women, and I'm like, names, birth certificate. Like, am I gonna get to know? Like, what? But also. What? Because
that's like so much work. Getting to know one person is
like, I'm like,
hard.
Here's the thing. I can physically handle, you know what I mean, four women at once. That's fine.
Yeah.
But you want me to emotionally handle four women at once?
That doesn't sound
good. I'm like five people in a relationship. That's not called a relationship. That's called an orgy.
Literally. There's this TikTok. I don't know if you watch TikTok. But there's this like couple, and it's like two girlfriends and a boyfriend, and they're a tri-couple or whatever.
A throuple. Yeah. That's a vibe. I'm bi, so like the idea of having a man
throuple?
And a woman at the same time, I'm into that.
I don't think I could do it.
I think the only reason why I would ever try that is to see, because like for me, men offer me different things that women can't, and then women offer me different things that men can't.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, that doesn't justify why I would ever want to be in a throuple. For me, it'd be just, if I can find one single guy or one single girl that can give me what I need in a partner, I'm impregnating them.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's all it takes.
There you go.
Like, I just need you to vibe with me.
Yeah.
I'm not irrational. That's all I ask. But no, there's just, you know, they're either gay or just okay. That's the curse
gay
that is my
or
life.
Just okay.
All the men in my life are gay or just okay.
Oh.
And then the other ones are taken.
Oh, man. You'll find one.
We'll see.
You'll find one, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm done caring about dumb things. And I only care about things that make sense. And if people can't be rational, I'm not going to mess with that.
Right.
And if people can't be understanding, I'm not going to talk to them.
Agree.
Because I'm like, I don't know.
Good vibes right there.
All I'm saying is life's too short to deal with things you don't need to deal with.
Agreed. Yeah.
So that's why nothing bothers me now.
Yeah.
Everything is funny to me. I feel like that's why I process it the way I do. Because I'm like, I've had worse.
Yeah.
I cannot be dramatic anymore about little incidences now.
Dude, COVID is just something else.
Yeah.
The way our lives have, like, took a turn. Fucking insane.
I know.
It's so different. I would have never fucking thought. I would have probably been at the bars right now. Yeah. No, I would have been pre-gaming or taking a nap before I had to go to a pre-game to go to the bars.
I know, because it's Saturday night. Me and you could be getting super lit tonight.
I know.
We can't. But it's okay. So
vaccinations.
I feel like not till next year.
We're not gonna get it until like February, like ourselves, I don't think.
Yeah.
Wow. Which is fine. If I can get it in February and still live out a little bit of my senior year.
She's like, I wanna get the vaccine before V-Day.
Yeah.
Just so I can get laid on V-Day. That's what you're saying, huh? I'm just kidding.
It'd be that way.
Not gonna lie though, I think Valentine's Day is the dumbest holiday to exist. Not because I'm a salty single girl. That's not why at all.
You should show the person you love. I mean, it's stupid to have one.
Yeah, the whole concept of.
But I guess it's nice to have a day to celebrate it.
But like, why do you gotta have a day to celebrate love when it should be just.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, again, it's like our rant of how like simping is bare minimum expectation.
Right. Right.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, why is there like a day to cherish simping?
It's
V-Day should be called Simp Day.
It's just call it Simp Day. And
you and I will call it Simp Day.
We'll call it Simp Day.
Be like, are you going to be my Simp Day date?
Simp Day.
We'll be each other's Simp Day dates. Yes. Let's just go to Sun Trap, get blasted, and I'll just try to convert you to girls.
Wonderful. I love Sun Trap. Perfect.
Oh, God. I've never been. I still need to.
You haven't been to Sun Trap? Oh, my God. You would love Sun Trap.
I hear people are bold there.
What?
I hear people are very bold at Sun Trap.
Oh, yeah.
So many stories from my friends. They've all said, like, I've never been to Sun Trap without making out with someone. And I was like, whoa.
Sun Trap is fucking insane. It's such a good bar.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
So all I'm hearing is with queer people, we're more bold.
We love it.
Why can't straight people be bold?
I don't know. They're fucking stupid and they have a stick up their ass.
No, it's because they're so prideful.
They're very prideful. Yeah.
Nothing turns me on more than the idea that guy or girl, I'm not even gonna like gender stereotype this. If someone's bold with me, oh, love that.
Yeah.
Because you're risking your pride, you know? When you're being bold and taking a chance and making the first move, I think that's so hot. Even if it's not because they're into me emotionally, if they're just into me physically, I still think that's very attractive. Because, like, rejection is the hardest.
Rejection is so hard.
The hardest toll to ever take with your pride.
This is why I don't take a shot.
Babe, girl, take your shot.
Rejection.
For me, I don't fear rejection.
I fear rejection.
I only fear friendships being ruined.
I've never been rejected from a job, a school, a scholarship.
Oh, I've gotten rejected by scholarships left and right.
I don't plan on being rejected by a man now.
I can never confess to someone that I care a lot as a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's like, I'm not scared of the rejection. Possibly, right. I'm scared of the losing the friendship.
Right, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, because with me, I'm like, I don't emotionally attach myself to people with physical behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can make out with literally any one of my friends, and that to me is like a hug. Sex, though, is different. I have to be at least physically attracted to someone, and it's like, low-key had a crush on them in the past, maybe.
Yeah.
But not necessarily at the current time being.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just for me, like, we can totally, like, for me, the perfect friends with benefits is a type of friend that I'm like, you would respect my body as we have sex, but then afterwards, instead of making it weird, you're not trying to high-five me, fist bump me, and then walk away and be like, let's never talk about this again. Instead, we'll just be like laughing about it, be like, ha ha ha, how'd you like it? Oh, I liked it too. Did you come? I didn't. You know, we can work on that together. What do you like specifically? Oh, see, I like this, this, and this. You like it when I do this, this, and this. Oh, shit. Let me write all this down. Next time, we'll try it out. Yeah. So then I can help you come, and then you can help me come, and then we can get cheeseburgers after the discussion. But now I have to eat protein burgers because I'm keto. Anyway,
protein burgers from In-N-Out. So fucking good.
I'm doing it. I'll be with. So thank you. But yeah, but you see, that's my vibe. I'm like, that to me is what friends with benefits is like. Because like, if you can have sex with a friend and it won't get weird, and you can talk about what kind of stuff you're both into, so that you can sexually please each other. Because what if you're both not emotionally available at the moment, so you're not interested in dating people? But you know, like, sometimes you get horny. So that's why I'm like, send a friend my direction that I'm physically attracted to, who is mature enough to understand that I have no emotional intentions with them, and our friendship has not been compromised just because we had sex.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. Perfect FWB for me. You know? So that's my rationale.
Yeah.
If only.
How do people, like, crush these things with their hands like that?
People crush that on their head. I will never do that. I care about my brain too much.
I know, fuck.
But yeah.
I don't know.
Wow, that was a vibe. We went from talking about literally everything. And we weren't even blasted, which is so funny.
We weren't blasted at all.
I was tipsy for a little bit. Signing off now. Hopefully no one's brain is fried after that. Because our brains weren't
gone. It was messy, but it was there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
But yeah. Goodbye. Mwah.